Information sheet, participant group 2, online. Project title: How is the countryside perceived and experienced by people who are blind and partially sighted? With special reference to recreational walking in East Sussex. Project approval reference: 111-10-09. Introduction: You are being invited to take part in a research study. Before you decide whether or not to take part, it is important for you to understand why the research is being conducted and what it will involve. Please take time to read the following information carefully. Please approach the researcher with any questions that you have. Her contact details are on page 6 and on the Get in Touch section of the Countryside Experiences website. What is the purpose of the study? Countryside and disability organisations have been at the forefront in researching how walkers who have disabilities experience the countryside, including the Countryside Agency, English Heritage, Forestry Commission, the Fieldfare Trust, Natural England and National Parks. Research has focused on identifying the attitudes of countryside service providers and proposing suitable environmental adaptations for different landscapes. Very little is known about how walkers who have disabilities actually perceive and experience the countryside. That is, how walkers who have disabilities subjectively engage with, feel and sense the countryside. This research addresses that gap. This research aims to provide a detailed account of how individuals who are blind and partially sighted perceive and experience the countryside. The primary methodology is participatory walks, in which the participants regularly walk with the researcher, who is a trained walk leader and sighted guide. You have been invited to contribute to the project by providing a written or recorded reflection of your experiences of walking in the countryside. Why have I been invited to participate? You have been invited to participate because you have impaired vision and have perhaps shown an interest in the countryside. It is estimated that there will be between 20 to 100 participants. Do I have to take part? It is up to you to decide whether or not to submit a contribution and whether this is published on the website. If you do decide to take part, you should save a copy of this information sheet for your records and read the participant consent form, which is also on the Get Involved section of the Countryside Experiences website. What will happen to me if I take part? You will submit a written or recorded, for example using a voice recorder, reflection of your experience of walking in the countryside through the Get Involved section of the website. The Get Involved section outlines a set of questions to guide your response and provides a contribution form through which to submit this. You will be given the opportunity to select whether or not you would like your contribution to be anonymously published on the Your Experiences section of the website. The Your Experiences section is an archive of all submitted accounts that visitors of the website can read through. You can choose to send one or multiple contributions. The researcher may contact you, inviting you to be interviewed and/or to join the participant walking group, although there are no expectations to participate further. What are the possible disadvantages and risks of taking part? You are required to cover any cost of writing or recording your submission. It is intended that participants use the online contribution form because this is free of cost. What are the possible benefits of taking part? You may benefit from reflecting on your experiences of countryside walking. You will perhaps also be interested to read other participants' accounts in the Your Experiences archive. The benefit of the research is that it will provide an account of how walkers who have impaired vision perceive and experience the countryside. This will be useful to countryside and disability organisations aiming to increase access to and enjoyment of the countryside for people who have disabilities. This research will identify guiding techniques, navigational strategies, sensory and memory skills that people who have impaired vision use. This knowledge will be useful to other people who have impaired vision, particularly those undergoing rehabilitation. Will what I say in the study be kept confidential? All the information collected about you will be kept anonymous. Your name will be coded in the stored data and the publication of the research material. This is because the information that you provide is confidential and should not be traceable to you. What should I do if I want to take part? The Get Involved section of the website leads you through the submission process, which is very simple. It is important that you read and fully understand this information sheet and the participant consent form, both available on the Get Involved tab of the Countryside Experiences website. You must fill in the fields of the contribution form, which is on the Get Involved tab. This includes four fields for your personal details, name, town, country and email address, and a text box within which to write your account. Following this, there are three tick boxes. The first is to confirm that you have read and understood the information sheet. The second is to confirm that you have read and understood the participant consent form and that you agree to participate. The third is to select whether you would like your account to be anonymously published on the website for others to read. When this is complete, you must select Submit at the bottom of the contribution form. Following this, an on-screen confirmation will affirm that your contribution has been sent. What will happen to the results of the research study? All the results of the research will be used for the DPhil thesis of the researcher's PhD in anthropology. The results may also be used for journal papers, conference papers, presentations, book publications, exhibitions, and other publications. If you would like to obtain details of these outputs, then please inform the researcher of your interests. Her contact details are listed on the Get in Touch section of the website. Research material will be made available to organisations, other researchers, companies and charities at the decision of the researcher. Who is organising and funding the research? The researcher is a PhD student of anthropology at Sussex University. This research is self-funded by the research student. Who has reviewed the study? This research has been approved by the School of Global Studies ethical review process. Contact for further information. If you require any further information, please contact the researcher. Her address is Ms. Karis Petty, DPhil Candidate Social Anthropology, Postgraduate Pigeonholes, School of Global Studies, Art C Building, University of Sussex, Falmer, Brighton, BN1 9RH, United Kingdom. Her email address is k.petty, which is P-E-T-T-Y, at sussex.ac.uk. If you have any concerns about the way in which this research is being conducted, please contact Dr. John Mitchell, Director of Global Studies, Art C Building, Room 254, School of Global Studies, University of Sussex, Falmer, Brighton, BN1 9SJ, United Kingdom. Email address j.p.mitchell@sussex.ac.uk. Thank you for taking your time to read this information sheet. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to get in touch. This information sheet was created on the 4th of December, 2011.